Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hill 70 Quantock Ranch, the place that you want to be to buy your bulls in 2020.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Coming up, the CFIB points to excessive red tape stifling farmers. The official 620 CKRM Farm Weather is brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland, working hard to keep more jingle in your jeans. And brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry Shepherd at 352-1866. The 620 CKRM Farm Weather forecast for today: mainly cloudy skies, winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. The high today, minus 4. The low, minus 9. Wind chill, minus 10 tonight, minus 16 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Winds up to 15 K. The high, minus 4 for Thursday. Wind chill, minus 16 tomorrow morning, minus 8 in the afternoon. The low, minus 11. Friday, sunny. The high, minus 2. The low, minus 6. Saturday, partly cloudy. The high, plus 3. Low, minus 5. Sunday, partly cloudy. The high, plus 1. The low, minus 9. Monday, partly cloudy. The high, minus 4. The low, minus 10. Tuesday, partly cloudy. The high, minus 6. Normal high for this date, minus 11. The normal low, minus 23. The sun rose at 8:47 this morning. It sets at 5:33 tonight. And around the province, we have a hot spot, Maple Creek, plus 2. The cold spot, Stony Rapids up north, minus 21. And Estevan, Saskatoon, both minus 8. Swift Current, minus 1. Weyburn, minus 7. Yorkton, minus 6. In Regina, with cloudy skies, it's minus 7. That's 19 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the south at 4, giving a wind chill right now of minus 8. Humidity, 93%. The barometer rising, 101.3. Cloudy in Moose Jaw, minus 4. Winds are from the south, southeast at 8. Once again, Regina, cloudy, minus 7, that's 19 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. Agri-News is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers Ag Division. Forget the rest, sell with the best, online at McDougallAuction.com. And JGL Commodities, proudly serving Saskatchewan farm families for over 40 years. Looking to sell your grain? Call JGL Commodities today, 306-624-2378. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business, the CFIB, says a survey shows farmers would benefit greatly from reduced government red tape. CFIB Vice President Marilyn Braun-Polin of Regina says a survey shows 95% of farmers feel reduced red tape would help Canada become more competitive and innovative. She says farmers face confusing forms, poor government customer service, and excessive or outdated regulations.
When you look at the benefits, I mean, the time and effort it takes to, to fill out these redundant forms and outdated forms, I think the better time would be spent on running their business. And what we found is that, it would, when we asked our farm members, it would allow them to spend more time running their business. 85% agree with that statement. It would also reduce their stress or allow them more time to spend with family and friends. It would also give them time to explore innovating or expanding their business, but also, to spend more time on projects that contribute to their community. So we look at, the impact of red tape, and that's really what Red Tape Awareness is all about. Awareness Week is all about is to shed the light on the issue of the paper burden and over regulation and how it impacts businesses, but also today we're shedding a light on how, farmers are saying, 95% of them are saying that, reducing red tape would help make businesses like theirs and would help Canada become more competitive and innovative. And we know that, farmers are must compete on the world stage, so cutting through unnecessary red tape is just one low-cost way governments can help make their business more nimble and competitive. And we're not talking about deregulation or removing those important rules that are in place to protect Canada's food supply. We're talking about reducing unnecessary red tape that farmers face every day.
What are some of those items? What's the best way to reduce red tape? How are some of those advantages?
Well, I think when you look at it, some red tape really can include confusing forms, poor customer service, and excessive or outdated regulations. When you look at that, farmers just don't have time to wait on the phone for an answer or fill out a redundant form. So I think when you look at sitting on the phone for hours and hours to get answers or fill out piles of confusing paperwork in the middle of calving or harvest, that's something that we really want governments to take note of. And when we've asked farmers, which federal government agencies had the most room to reduce red tape, like streamline rules or shorten their forms without negatively affecting health, safety, and environment outcomes, the top five were CRA. We know CRA gets it wrong 40% of the time, and that's not a good track record. Certainly, what business could stay in business if they got it wrong 40% of the time? That's not a good track record. Stats Canada, we know they've reduced the number of survey questions, but they still send it out right in the middle of seeding. So, that's an area where we need to look at. But we also hear about the carbon tax and the red tape around that, but also the cost and the impact to the bottom line. We hear about temporary foreign worker with Service Canada, but also CFIA need to make sure their rules and regulations are enforced with fairness and common sense. And so reducing this red tape would certainly free up farmers' time and will let them focus on actually running their business.
So you see the best answer is to streamline rules and simplify language?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, what we're asking for them is that streamline their rules, simplify in their language, shortening forms where they could. I mean, the temporary foreign worker program, we know a lot of farmers rely on that program. They just face a mountain of paperwork, time and cost. So, we know that some governments have done a better job than others, and certainly in Saskatchewan continues to make red tape reduction a top priority. They earned a grade of A in our red tape report card just this week. But then we also have Saskatchewan, a finalist for our Golden Scissors Award 8 years in a row, and they've introduced Saskatchewan Help Cut Red Tape webpage, and that'll let business owners fast track the red tape concerns. So, I think when you look at it, we certainly encourage farmers to use this Help Cut Red Tape portal to share your red tape frustrations with the Saskatchewan government so they can then reduce that unnecessary regulation and red tape that will free up some time for them to then grow their business and reduce the overall burden.
This week you awarded the Paperweight Award to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this is one where the CFIA got or was awarded a paperweight award for fining a meat processor $42,000 because his customers had purchased his product in BC and then sent it to Alberta. And what's shocking about this story is a tribunal exonerated the producer after a grueling four-year legal battle, which cost him $130,000. And so, the business owner said, well, he's happy that he was exonerated of the wrongful charge. On the other hand, he's angry that an agency like the CFIA can do this and have little or no apparent consequence. So this is a real life example of how interactions with agencies can weigh down an agribusiness owner and frankly drown them in red tape, taking up, the money and resources that could be better spent growing their business. So, this is why we have our 11th annual Red Tape Awareness Week, to really shed a light on governments that are doing a better job than others, but also to also highlight the impact of unnecessary red tape and how it impacts the Canadian economy.
Marilyn Braun-Polin is the CFIB Vice President for Western Canada and Agribusiness.
Hello, folks. Bill Creech here with Hill 70 Quantock Ranch Barn Burning Bull Sale. We're at Lloydminster, Alberta, and this is our 50th annual bull sale. It's February 1, 2020, right at the ranch. We'll sell 400 bulls, red and black Angus, horned and polled Herefords, Charolais, red and black Sim Angus bulls, and Galvey Balancers. 75% of these bulls are two-year-olds. They're held over. They're not leftovers, plus bred and open commercial females. We'll see you at our 50th annual bull sale. Remember to call us, 800-665-SALE.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Diggleman Industries. Look to Diggleman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And by YAC Auctions, the first name you should think of in the auction business. Call 782-5999. Poor harvest weather has affected some seed germination test results. Sandy Junek is the molecular lab manager at Discovery Seed Labs in Saskatoon. He says there are differing results from various parts of Saskatchewan. He says early harvested crops are showing good germination.
Yeah, anything that that we're seeing that came off early before any of the September snow or rain, generally the quality is really good. It's anything that kind of sat out after that inclement weather where we're starting to see some issues.
Junik explains the problems from crops harvested after snow and rain fell in September.
We're seeing issues with the germination not being as strong. Some of it may have started to sprout in the field. That seed obviously has higher moisture, so we're seeing some dormancy issues in it, and it may not store very well over the winter, and we could see those germination levels drop on the way to spring.
Junek says the disease levels were also checked.
Disease levels are kind of regional, depending on the weather that happened during this year. The south, typically it was a little drier, so the disease issues aren't as big of a problem there. We're still seeing elevated levels of Ascochyta on peas, kind of province-wide. Fusarium-wise, the more north you went, where you got rains kind of consistently throughout the year, we're definitely seeing elevated disease again. And in any of the stuff that sat out after that rain or sitting in a swath, we're seeing the total fusarium levels start to climb.
Junek was asked about the availability of pedigreed seed.
Definitely never hurts to book a little bit early, especially on, we've seen some of the durum not have as strong germinations this year. So if you're looking for durum seed, wouldn't hurt to either get yours checked or book in soon. I think there's going to be enough good quality pedigreed seed from all the other crops. It really will depend kind of on the storage this year due to some of the higher moisture of how things hold up till spring.
Junik says on-farm storage is a concern for farmers.
Yeah, it seems to be. We're getting a lot of questions on what's the best thing to do with some of that seed with higher moisture. So there's going to be a lot of people booking time into grain dryers and things like that this year, and a lot of people hoping that that it stays cold.
Junik says crop vigor is quite good.
Vigors overall are not that bad this year. Again, on some seed lots, though, we're starting to see the vigor be a little bit lower than the germination and pulling away from that 10% that we like to see. So that's why we always recommend getting a germination and a vigor test at bare minimum on your seed lot, because although it may germ good, that's done under perfect conditions. But as soon as we put some stress on that seed, we really see that number drop down.
Junik also suggested retesting farm seed before spring planting.
Yeah, absolutely. We always recommend that people get another germ or a germ and vigor redone in the spring, a little bit closer to seeding time, just to make sure that nothing happened to that seed lot over the winter. We've had kind of a weird year with fluctuating temperatures, depending on how that grain's stored, whether it's in a full or a half bin. Sometimes we can really see that germination drop over time, so it never hurts to bring it back into the lab a little closer to spring. Give yourself enough time to source new seed if you need it, but we'd rather find a problem with your germ dropping in the lab than you finding out in the field.
Junik says the lab has had steady work since harvest, and the winter has been busy. The federal government is touting a Buy Canadian advertising campaign focusing on local food and the national agricultural system that will be rolling out in the coming months. Agriculture Canada officially began seeking bids for a firm to design and implement the multi-million-dollar campaign earlier this week, according to a document posted on the department's website. Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau has issued a statement confirming the general aim of the campaign that's expected to roll out this summer. She says they are investing $25 million to the Buy Canadian campaign to build consumer confidence and pride in Canada's food producers. Market Update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hollis Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. And brought to you by Nelson GM, Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. Grain prices were mixed in early trading today. Viterra's prices for canola gained 60 cents at $435.58. Oats fell $1.07 at $215.44. Number one red spring wheat increased $1.43 at $235.62. The rest were unchanged. Durham, $266.39. Feed barley, $177.68. Flax, $521.35. Lentils, $482.50. Yellow peas, $246.89. And feed wheat, $156.83. In Minneapolis, March spring wheat is up 1.25 cents at $5.63.5 a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Assiniboia and Weyburn Livestock Auctions. Call Assiniboia 642-4180 or Weyburn, 842-4574. And brought to you by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia or Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Mark report for Wednesday, January the 22nd sale. A decent run here today, 25.50 in the short, and a big run of cows and bulls, 400 of them, a total of 29.50 for the day. D1, D2 cows, 77 to 87, sales to 88, 89, D3 cows, 66 to 76. The cows are averaging 80.50. Good bulls, 89 to 99, sales to 104, 105. The bulls are averaging 99.50. On to the pre-sort sale, some highlights on the steer side. Listen up, guys, here's a good sale here this morning. 425-pound steers, 257. 500-pound black steers at 244. 575-pound steers, 229. 650-pound steers, 222. My favorite pen, of course, 700-pound tan steers, 206. I like this group here. 800-pound steers at 194 and 850-pound steers at 189. Onto the heifers, 500-pound heifers, 210, 575-pound heifers, 199, 650s brought, 189, 700-pound heifers, 179, 775-pound heifers at 171, and 850-pound heifers at 163. This Friday, January the 24th, first bred cow sale of the year, 250 cows booked, two herd dispersals, and a reduction sale. Also some good bred heifers for sale. Also, an exciting date to mention, one of my favorite sales, Wednesday, February the 12th sale, is our fourth annual Speckle Park sale. These speckles come from far and wide for this sale. More details later on. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'd like to mention I give a big perk out for my hometown of Melville. The Scotties starts on Friday. Should be some good women's curling there, and the men to follow on Wednesday, January the 29th. See you all there, and we'll cheer the ladies on. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices for Sig 5 TCP BP2, $136.60 per 100 kilos. BP4 TCP4, $148.74 per CKG. The outlook, mainly cloudy. Winds up to 15K. The high, minus 4. The low, minus 9. Wind chill, minus 10 tonight, minus 16 overnight. Thursday, partly cloudy. Winds up to 15 kilometers an hour. The high, minus 4. Tomorrow, wind chill, minus 16 in the morning, minus 8 in the afternoon. The low, minus 11. In Regina, cloudy and minus 7. That's 19 Fahrenheit. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.
Make sure you have the right date marked. It's February 1, 2020. Hill 70 Quantock Ranch, 50th Bull Sale, Lloydminster, Alberta.